السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقتل ابن مريم الدجال بباب اللد، واللد مدينة معروفة على مسافة 30 ميلا من القدس، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم، صدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Brothers and sisters, this is the time of Christmas. We are living in this Western culture, so our kids also get infected by this celebration of Christmas. And as the Muslims, we should know what is the Christmas all about and how it started, especially our youngsters. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam by his name 25 times. And he is one of the Ulul Azm, steadfast Rasul of Allah. Meaning there are 124,000 prophets and messengers came in this world. Out of them, only 25 names of the prophets are mentioned in the Holy Quran by the name. Amongst those 25, five prophets and messengers are Ulul Azm, steadfast. Among those five, one is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the proof of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is the Khaliq, is the Creator, and he wanted to show that for my takhliq, for my creation, I don't need asbab. I can do the creation without asbab and against asbab as well. I don't need any means. That is why first of the creation, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him without father and mother. Right? And then Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created without a mother. Now one aspect was left, that Allah ta'ala can create without father too. And that is why Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, miraculously born by Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam without a father. So Allah is the one who can create without father and mother, without mother and without father. He is a Khaliq kull. And in this verse which I just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Surah Al-Imran, verse number 59, that verily the example of Isa alayhi salam's birth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like Adam alayhi salam. If you believe in Adam alayhi salam, then you can create without father and mother. What is hard, what is difficult for you to believe that Jesus Isa alayhi salam was created without father? It's simple and easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalaqahu min turab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salam by the sand. Thumma qala lahu kun fayakun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul and said him to be, and he became. It's that simple. So in today's time, the Christianity is not the real Christianity which was in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This totally changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the whole incident of Isa alayhi salam's birth in Surah Al-Maryam. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, was very righteous, most pure and pious woman. And that is why in the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only mentioned Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam by name. Any other woman is not mentioned by the name in the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a special chapter dedicated to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Surah Al-Maryam. Right? So it shows the importance and purity and piety of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, that only her name has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. No other woman's name has been mentioned. And in this world, look at her status inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was the only woman who devoted herself to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 24/7 she used to live in Masjid al-Aqsa, secluded herself from the people. She never used to go out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to provide the fruits of paradise to her in this world. While she was alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send the special fruits from paradise to her. That was the respect. Right? When Zakariya alayhi salam entered, he was his uncle, and asked, he found the fruits there. He said, who came here? Who brought this? No one is allowed. This is a sacred place. She said, this is min indillah. This is from Almighty Allah. No one came here. So it shows the status of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we believe, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah An-Nisa that وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبَّهَ لَهُ بَرَّفَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Right? These people, these Christians, believe that Isa, the Jesus, was crucified and he was killed by the Romans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made very clear in the Holy Quran that they did not crucify him, they did not kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him away into the heaven, and he is still alive in the heaven, and he will descend prior to the Yawmul Qiyamah. This is our fundamental belief. وَلَكِنْ شُبَّهَ لَهُمْ. But it was shown to them that he was killed. Now in this verse, there is an indication that what they believe, it is apparent, because that's how they saw that the man was crucified on the cross and he was looked like a Jesus. Right? To them, شُبَّهَ لَهُمْ. And how this is how it deviated the Christianity. And in today's time, Christianity is not the real and original Christianity or Islam, because we believe all Islam is from, not from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but original Islam is from Adam alayhi salam. And all the prophets came from Adam alayhi salam till Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Their fundamental beliefs and teachings were all the same. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophethood of their time, whatever prophet, whoever prophet was at the time, believing in Yawmul Qiyamah, believing life after death, praying salah, giving charity and zakat, and fasting. Although the rules and regulations of prayers and fasting and zakat were different, but the fundamental salah, zakat, siyam, tawheed, and risalat, and Yawmul Qiyamah, all these fundamental beliefs were taught by all the prophets in the similar manner. So likewise, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam never preached that you people must worship me, I am son of God. He never said. You know, the moment he was born and his mother Mary brought him into the society, into the community, and he was infant, right? And when Hazrat Isa, they were started questioning her that how you can have a child, you are not married. Why? How you got it this? She said, I am fasting by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot talk to you people. Whatever question and query you have, you ask to my son. And they got crazy, they got mad. Are you mocking on us? How you can talk to the child who was just recently born? He's infant. How we can, you know, answer and understand our question? He's too young. And there in cradle, miraculously, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam started talking and addressing the people in their own language, Aramaic language. He said, Qala inni Abdullah, Atani al-Kitab, Waja'alani Nabiya, Waja'alani Mubarakan Aynama Kuntu, Wa Usani Bissalati Wa Zakati Ma Dumtu Hiya, Wa Barram Biwalidati. All this, the first word came out from the mouth of Isa alayhi salam, Inni Abdullah. I am not son of God. I am the servant of God. Inni Abdullah. Atani al-Kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me a nubuwat in book from the childhood. He was a Nabi from the childhood. Although he's applicated at the age of 33, he started preaching. At the age of 33, he was taken away. This, you know, crucifixion took place in the age of 33. So he only preached for 3 years. But the first thing he said, Adani al-Kitab, Waj'alani Nabiya, Waj'alani Mubarakan Enama Kuntu. Allah Ta'ala made me blessed wherever I am. Wherever I go, the blessedness will be with me. The blessing, Rahmah of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with me. And Allah has commanded me to good with my mother. And establish Salah and take out the Zakat. So fundamental teaching, the first address of Isa alayhi salam was according to the Islam, which all the prophets taught. He didn't invite it for the Trinity. He did not say, the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Ghost. This came very, very late after he was taken away. So now who changed this real Christianity in today's time, a modern Christianity? Very briefly, I don't have much of time. There are two main figures we have to understand. Number one is Saint Paul. Saint Paul was a Jewish and he converted into the Christianity. And he claimed, he never met Isa alayhi salam personally because he came after 40 to 50 years after this incident of crucifixion took place. He was not at that time alive. He was after 40 years, right? He suddenly came and he said on the way of to Jerusalem, he was coming to Jerusalem, he saw Isa alayhi salam in his dream. Or he had a live conversation with Isa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam inspired him and said, I have selected you as my apostle. Now you must preach to the people on my behalf. So first thing, when he came to Jerusalem and proclaimed himself, as now I'm no more Jew, I'm a Christian. And I'm the apostle of Jesus. Now this, brothers, we have to understand this one important thing as well. The word Jesus is the Latin word. And the speech or language of Isa alayhi salam and all those Christians used to speak in the time of Isa alayhi salam, that language was Aramaic language. And in that Aramaic language, was the Injil was revealed in that language. In that language, the word J is not found. In the whole language, there is no word J. So how it is J converted, it came into the Latin, and the Latin language has instead, because in Aramaic, the real name of Isa al-Islam was Esau. Like in Arabic, Isa, in Aramaic language, it was Iso, very close to the Arabic. And but then it came to the Latin and then it twisted into Jesus. So this real name of Jesus also is not found in Old Testament or in the New Testament. This is written by Saint Paul later on, and that's how this name widespread. Now people just call him Jesus Christ. So Saint Paul, when he came to Jerusalem and when he started preaching about Christianity, he changed the whole thing. He claimed, number one, that Isa alayhi salam came in this world for the whole of mankind. As Isa alayhi salam in the Holy Quran said that Isa alayhi salam was came only for the children of Bani Israel, meaning children of Israel, Bani Israel. So he was only chosen and selected only for the Jewish people. After the another Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, then he came. So he was, as is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that I am not for the whole world. I am only for the children of Bani Israel, for Bani Israel, children of Israel. He said that. Now Saint Paul changed it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned with regard to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That status of the Prophet of the whole world and the Sayyidul Mursaleen and Imamul Anbiya, this title or this position specifically, exclusively, only granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no other prophet came for the entire world. They were